Welcome to the Bridge Podcast, a digital worship service. We know that walking with the Lord isn't easy, and we hope this show is a way to come alongside you and offer a little extra weekly encouragement. Most of the content for the show was originally created for our BridgeBox subscription service. For more information, go to missionusa.com/BridgeBox.
Yeah. stuff about faith, it seems like the lack of understanding about it comes out right away. And I'll tell you what I mean by that. If you see someone who is acting in faith, stepping out in faith and living a life where they have faith in God and they're going forth and doing that, if you ask them, how's your faith life doing? Uh-huh. They'll say, I'm hanging on.
Right.
And that better be good enough, because that's all I got.
Yeah.
Now you ask someone who is not risking anything, is not even involving faith in their life, uh-huh, how are you doing? They say, well, I just have my faith. I'm holding on to faith. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's the sound of somebody nowhere near faith that hadn't touched it and dealt with it and whatever.
Yeah.
If you are stepping out in it, you're tired, uh-huh, you're grumpy, you're ornery, and you're telling people, you know what, it may not look pretty, but I'm still here, so I don't know what else. If you want more than that, I'm sorry.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the sound of some. So we have to have a little bit of discernment. You know, Jesus talked about all kind of things related to faith. And one of my favorite stories, I was reminded of this listening to Matt the other day. There's a part in the Bible where Jesus and his people are going to the temple. Now, when you went to the temple in the old days, you would pay a tax, you know, just like an offering. You put a tax in the plate. Well, you know, Jesus, you know, kind of brings up, I'm Jesus, I don't really got to pay for your temple here, because pay attention now, I'm God, so don't, you know, I don't need to pay your little, whatever. But he says, you know, I don't want to offend them. I don't want to, you know, cause problems. So we're going to sort this out.
Right.
So he turns to Peter and gives him some instructions. Now let's look at what it says here. So that we may not cause offense, Peter, go to the lake and throw out your line. Peter was a fisherman, saying, he said, go to the lake and throw out your line. Take the first fish you catch, open his mouth, and you will find a coin. Really? Okay. Take it and give it to them for my tax and yours. Now, if you told me this story, I'd say, whatever you're smoking, pass it over this way. That would be the first thing I'd say. The second thing I would say is, if we're, why don't we skip a step and you just make the coin appear where I'm holding my hand out here. I'm a different kind of guy than Peter. That's why he picked Peter, not me. Peter just go out and fish. You understand what I'm saying? Bless his heart. He's probably the better guy for that job. But my question to you, I want you to think about it, was when did the faith part happen? See what I mean? See, I think most people think the faith part came when he heard this message of you'll find a fish, and he said, well, okay, I'm going to go out. I think the faith part comes when he's actually casting his line and actually, why else would you look in a fish's mouth for anything? You know, looking down in there, I feel stupid too, fish, but open up. You know, for me, it's the acting on it part.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
That's the faith part, is when it's in motion, when it's stepping out, when it's doing something. See, I think a lot of us, when we talk about faith, we're really talking about, I believe God's going to do something for me without me having to do anything with it.
Okay.
That is a different category of thing than what you and I are dealing with. And absolutely, no question about it. Every now and then God will show up. He will do something totally out of the blue. Things will appear and whatever. And you know, but part of what Jesus is saying is, I will make the fish, the coin appear, but you got to go fishing and you have to participate in the process.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know why he insists on doing it that way. My life would be easier if money just happened.
Me too.
And God doesn't understand that. I try to explain to him, why do I have to participate? I could just stay home and you could make money happen in the bank, and then I'd be happier.
Right.
Have you thought about my feelings in this thing? See, but we have to understand God is saying, I want, as we were talking about before, I want you and I together to work on this thing.
Yes, yes.
What we have a mentality of is, give me the hookup. And that's where we have a breakdown. Here's another thing with this is, I don't know if anybody in this room knows what I'm talking about, you know, because I'm talking about myself on all these things. You know how that goes.
Yeah.
But sometimes we're afraid to try to succeed at things.
Yes.
Yeah. Or maybe a better way of putting it is we're afraid to fail at something. You know, we have that fear of failure. You know, if I'm feeling so down and so upset about my situation, if I went in there and applied for that job and they gave me a funny look like it was silly of me to even try to apply for that job, I'd just be so crushed in that moment. And I'd be worse off then than where I am now. And I'd be more likely to use then if I did that. So we had that way of avoiding those situations, and then we go find our, you know, whatever it is, our jacked up cousin or our old friend from our old life and say, man, do you have the hookup? And that's how we go round and round and round again. Mm-hmm. Am I wrong?
No.
Okay. This is what we have to break out of. And that's what many of you in this room are doing right now without realizing. You're saying, I'm going to break free from that hookup mentality. I'm going to step out. I'm going to do things that make me feel uncomfortable. I'm going to try new experiences. I'm going to apply for a job. If they tell me no, maybe I'll come back tomorrow and say, I want to work harder here than half the people behind that counter. That dude's been sitting there eating a sandwich for the past hour and a half.
Wow. Yep.
You paying him to eat a sandwich. Hey. I've been eating sandwiches for free. So think about it. I'm going to save you money. Why? You know what is your problem here?
Right.
We need to have this attitude that if I step out in faith and I do the things the Lord wants me to do, then He's going to be there for us in that process. This person says, and bless them, they say, I have understanding, faith, and hope. And then explain, I don't understand this, I don't understand that, I don't have faith in this, and I don't have hope about any of it. Okay, and this is the mentality that we have to break it now. I love y'all, right? Y'all follow that. We got to break down this mentality, Christians, of I'm basically straight. It's just a few of these details that seem to be confusing me here. You do not have a big wad of faith sitting around somewhere and say, well, look, I got faith. Look at that. This is not how Jesus came here. He had his own people, right?
Yeah.
And he said, they watched him heal people. They watched him put money in fishes' mouths, for heaven's sake, or whatever the thing is. They've seen all of this. And he turned to those people and said, you have no faith. Where is your faith, for heaven's sake? He said, if you had just as much faith as a little tiny mustard seed, you could be moving mountains right now. But you don't even have that much. Not even that much. And the most jacked up amongst us in this room would walk around and say, well, look, I have faith before anything. That's how you can know me, is I have faith. And what we mean by that, what they mean by that is they don't have doubts. Okay? Yeah. And when they say they don't have doubts, they mean they are pushing those doubts down and not paying attention to them. That is not faith at all. 0% faith on that. If you're ignoring doubts, if you're saying, I have them doubts, but I put that to the side. I don't let them doubts occur to me. I don't let them deal with me. I don't whatever. That is not faith. You could just cancel that. There's 0% faith in that activity.
Yeah.
Faith comes when you take those doubts head on and work through it. When you are looking at something and it looks like it's crazy to be going this direction, I've been trying, Lord, to get myself straight, and I've been doing everything you asked me to do, and nothing's working out, and you're telling me to keep going, Lord, and I don't, you know, I'm not sure you're going to hook me up here. I'm not sure that I'll go fishing, but I don't really know what's going to come up in that fish's mouth in heaven. That sounds crazy. You going to ask me to do that? Someone who will be honest about that, someone who will work through that and will say, Lord, give me your answer. Someone will say, Lord, I need to be real with you. Yeah. That person finds faith.
Okay.
The road to faith is through those doubts.
Yeah.
You have to deal with those doubts and wrestle with them in order to get to a place of faith. Don't tell me about your faith. Tell me about your doubts. Tell me how you worked through those doubts. Tell me how you dealt with those things. And I agree with these other pastors. We hear some bad, bad preaching when it comes to this faith thing and getting stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was in a building over on the west side, and they had, it was one of these where it was a building where it had a church as in part of the building and then a restaurant in another part of the building. I'm waiting for a friend of mine to come. We're going to eat in the restaurant. And some of the church folk were hanging around. You know how they do. They're hanging around, talking, whatever. And then one of the leaders from that church was, you know, giving out wisdom and stuff there in that little hallway. And there was an old lady there, bless her heart. And she said, you know, I'm down on my finances. And it's just, I'm so discouraged from it. And I don't know what I'm going to do. And this brother looks at her, dressed nice, okay. Looks at her and says, what you confess, you will possess.
Oh.
Now, if you tell me that, I'm liable to punch you straight in the mouth, because that's the kind of Christian that I am. There's a Bible verse on that somewhere. I'll find it. I'll look it up, you know. If you're going to tell me, I got to... The only thing in my whole life is confessing to God, I need this, you got to hook me up. If you think that's the missing ingredient, you don't understand the very beginning of anything we're doing here.
Yeah.
Also, if you have money in your pockets and I'm broke and you're telling me to have faith in something else, what if I say, Lord Jesus, I believe that you will make this brother give me money. Now we're going to find out where all the faith is at. You know, you see what I'm saying? Someone's wrong in this, and telling me I don't have enough faith is not good preaching. It's not good ministry. And
right.
If someone's telling you that, that's not legit at all.
At all. Amen.
Let's ask this question: what if God took everything that you wanted in your life and just gave it to you right now? Everything you ever wanted. Now, I'm not talking about the time you said, I'm late on rent, Lord, please help me. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about stuff where you said, you know, that girl right there, if I was with her, well, I like that car. If I had that car, what if God gave you everything you ever wanted?
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Now, maybe you are a better person than me. If God gave me everything I ever asked for and desired and coveted and had envy of, I'd be the most miserable human being on the earth. You see these people in the Hollywood, wherever, they get everything they want, and they are taking drugs faster than a brother who lives under a bridge over here. The only reason to take drugs, I don't know, I'm explaining drug taking to all of you, is because you're miserable and you have to do something to get through life.
Yes.
If you were in Hollywood and have more money than your grandchildren can spend, and you can't be convinced to take drugs, that means it's all gone wrong here. It means there is nothing to that. They climbed to the top of that mountain, and there was nothing there. And everybody else is scratching and clawing to try and get to that same place. What for? I can't tell you. We already know there's nothing to that. We already know that getting everything that we want is a wrong thing. You know, at the end of the day, I want a lot of wrong stuff. I just shouldn't be getting. And some of it's not that I'm wanting bad stuff. I'm not trying to say that I'm, you know, just always asking God for something evil. It just means that sometimes God says, no, you need this thing first before this thing. Why don't you let me, you know, whatever. You tell me what you want and cast your cares on me, but let me tell you how I want to do things. Jesus said, and I think this is just so telling, Jesus said, you're like little children. This is my experience of being and walking among you. You're like little children calling out in the street, complaining, griping, because you sang a song and I wouldn't dance to your tune. That's exactly what Jesus said. You don't like me because you sang a song. I wouldn't dance to the song that you were singing. And you hear that and you think, oh, that's about the last thing I would ever want God to say to me is something like that. But it is true. We do have this obsession. God, do it the way I want it done. Be who I want you to be. Give me what I want you to give me. Dance to my tune, Lord, instead of the other way around. And this is where we're trying to reach a point of maturity. We'll close on this verse really quick. Next slide there. She's praying real deep right now. I inspire this deep prayer. I don't know what y'all are laughing at either. Faith by itself, if it's not accompanied by action, is dead. Show me your faith without action, and I will show you by my actions where my faith is. You believe that there is one God. That's good. But even the demons believe that and shudder. Now, what he's saying is it's not about all the right beliefs. You believe all sorts of right. You believe God can hook you up. That's fine. Great. Don't give yourself credit for that. The devil knows God can hook you up too. That's not a, that, we ain't moved past just pure evil yet with just that basic belief. He's saying it's about the action. And that's what we want to encourage you on, is to step out in that. We've got your back in that because we love you. Amen? God bless you. We love you.